time for another special feature.
Heckle.
Hey guys, what's going on? I am your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from, of course, ThisWeekInGeek.net. But I'm not alone as we celebrate the holidays, be it Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or what other religious holidays or not religious holidays you celebrate. I don't know. I'm joined with
Alex.
And special guest coming all the way from the great metropolis of London.
David Double D Dennis.
Holy shit.
The other London, the not nice one.
Yeah, the one that doesn't have Doctor Who and fish and chips and whatever.
I mean, it has. You can watch Doctor Who while you're there, and you can buy fish and chips. They won't be good, but
so ridiculous.
But yeah, it's my Christmas break, so
yay!
We might as well watch some Christmas classics.
Well, classic being a relative term.
Yeah,
brother.
So in today's special commentary, now we are watching this off of YouTube.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, you can actually get this movie if you look on eBay or if you search the used stores around you.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Good luck.
I've never seen it.
So Alex had told me about this movie for quite some time, said we were going to do it during our Hulk Hogan or Wrestler cinematic retrospective. And he pitched it to me as, Mike, what if Santa Claus was Hulk Hogan? And I'm thinking, there's no way that's fucking real. No, it's fucking real.
And I've purposely not read the background story of this. I just saw the cover and went, I don't want to know anything about this movie. I just want to watch it.
So we're going in completely blind. Now, we did manage to rip this to our computer simply because the last time we tried to record a DVD commentary, we had a major tech glitch. So we're hoping to avoid that this time.
And we're trying to avoid, while we're recording, having YouTube crash on us.
Yeah, we don't want
so
that to happen.
At least the timestamps will be the same because it's the exact same quality. We just downloaded a backup copy onto the PC to run.
Now, what is the search term that I have to type in?
Santa with Muscles, 1996. It'll be in brackets. It's the first one there that's the feature length, and that's the movie.
Yeah, so that's what you're going to be joining us with today.
If it hasn't been taken down for copyright claims, it's not going to by now.
No one cares enough about this.
Hulk Hogan's the only one who's like, he's like, come on, everybody, watch. Come on, brother. I'm not racist. I promise. Watch it, brother, please. Please.
So anyway, guys, you're going to join along with us. So we're gonna try and hit play at the same time. So hopefully you're hitting that skip YouTube ad right now.
Or just use ad blocker.
Oh, yeah. Or use ad blocker.
YouTube Premium, it's so good.
So we are going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, go. Your time code should read 2, 3, 4, 5, so on and so forth.
Why does this feel
like a horror
movie from the 80s?
Well,
yeah.
In association with Cabin Fever.
It's the same font as like House.
I get the feeling it's a horror film.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, you know what we should do? If we're not going to do it this year, what we have to do next year? Yeah, I think it's called Santa Slay, and it's with Goldberg as a slasher Santa Claus.
Like Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks?
No, Goldberg as in the wrestler Goldberg.
Oh, okay.
Ed Begley Jr.'s in this?
Oh, no. This is a very full moon, full moon.
Clint Howard
sort of
as well.
Look.
He's a horror movie guy, isn't he?
He's
Ron Howard's
younger
brother.
Ugly little brother.
Yeah.
Doesn't he play the ice cream guy Reggie from the Phantasm movies?
He plays Ice Cream Man in the Ice Cream Man movie.
Then he's Reggie from.
Anybody who doesn't know a lot of these horror films would know him from Austin Powers. He's the guy that works in the NASA headquarters, and he's like, it looks like a big setup.
Oh, yeah,
creepy face.
He also has a cameo in literally every Ron Howard movie.
The amount of money that Ron Howard made, you think he would have been able to fix his brother's face?
What just went down the street? What am I?
Somebody's body attached to a car. You ever get the feeling that doll in the background is just going to get up and the head's going to spin?
Or the bear in front of her is going to have his head turn around and stare at the camera?
Santa can't see.
So if this is 96, this is...
It's the same year that Jingle All the Way came out.
This is also when Hollywood Hogan came out.
The best year for Christmas movies, apparently. You know, in my quest to watch every major cinematic Christmas classic. Yeah, cinematic classic Christmas movie. This is probably the only major one that has somehow flown under my radar until now.
I vaguely remember our old roommate Pierce mentioning this, but we never saw it.
Yeah, is that Santino? No.
I've heard about it, but I've never seen it. I was going to say this guy looks like Seth MacFarlane a little bit.
I paid to see Hulk Hogan beat up Seth MacFarlane.
So would I.
Wait, is he playing a bad guy?
Fuck you, Brian.
When was the last time you played a bad guy other than like on WCW? I love when they give him a wig to wear.
But so, yeah, his hair doesn't look quite right.
Well, he hasn't had that top part of his hair since like 78.
What the fuck? Kick the shit out of Chef Boyardee.
I like how he has the classic Chef Boyardee hat.
Don't you love how like the help and the gardeners and everybody all look kung fu?
Oh, yeah, here comes the chauffeur. Here comes driving Miss Daisy. To kick your ass.
Can you just imagine applying for this job? What do you want to do? Drive a car? Well, do you know jiu-jitsu? No? Well, then fuck off.
Seriously, the gardeners all know kung fu. All the Spanish gardeners.
Well, I know if I was a rich person and I was going to be hiring help for my extremely rich house, I would make sure they all know kung fu. Why not?
See, that wouldn't kill you. It just really fucking hurt.
That guy looks like Mexican Joe Rogan.
Dead. No.
This could be a trauma movie if there was more blood.
I'm actually kind of surprised Hogan hasn't done a trauma movie, all things considered.
Money. Because remember, he was getting like $2 or $3 million to do this.
Did he really?
Turner.
That seems like a ridiculous amount of money for a man who has never made an objectively good film.
No, Suburban Commando.
He was making like $10 million a year in the late 80s working for the WWE. It's all the merchandising is what they made.
Yeah, but that was for the WWE.
When like, he signed that deal with Ted Turner, he was getting a couple million a year to wrestle four times a year and then get a million or two per picture that they could put on their... Because they were looking
for... That's ludicrous.
This would have been either a direct-to-video, but more likely it was probably a TNT or TBS TV movie.
I think it was direct-to-video, but I'm not sure.
See, I thought this came out theatrically.
It might have, but...
If it did, it had a really limited run because I never heard of it. Not the oldest here.
Remember, in the 90s, TV movies were still very lucrative for all the ads they could throw on in commercial breaks.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if we see it fade out at some point,
then we'll know.
Into like a black screen and then fade back, then we'll know.
I'm 99% sure this is a porno mansion.
Are you sure it's not just one of his houses in Florida?
If that's the case, then it's kind of both.
Yeah, it's definitely a porno house.
Yeah.
It's probably Hulk Hogan's house
or
that he also rents out.
When we watched that movie during the summer with fucking Billy Blanks.
Yeah, with
this looks like the Billy Blanks.
Was this the one with him and Billy Blanks?
That was Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh yes,
where he played Feech.
You know what? That was actually a really good movie.
I enjoyed that one. Yeah, Dave.
Which
get
movie
this.
Is this?
I think it was what the fuck was
Tough
it called?
Tough and Dangerous.
And the guy that featured Rowdy Roddy Piper and Billy Blanks,
the tie ball guy,
and the guy's name in the movie, you'll love this. His name was Elmo Feech.
Yeah.
Like, literally, what screenwriter just said, I want to call a guy Elmo.
After watching a few of these, I can say that Roddy Piper was a much better actor than most other
Rowdy
wrestlers.
Roddy Piper was awesome. I will watch that guy in anything. Have you ever seen Hell Comes to Frogtown?
Yes.
That is
and like everybody
a classic.
Claims
That's
they,
another commentary.
They always
that
claim they live because
point.
It's the only theatrical movie he had that was a big hit. But even his direct-to-video stuff was good because he was one of those kind of wrestlers that would just immerse himself in whatever he was doing.
He wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
Well, and he actually wasn't a bad actor.
Mm-hmm.
No, I
he also did like a bunch of guest spots on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where he plays a washed up, where he's like a washed up wrestler.
Who lives in his car.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I was listening to his podcast when he died, and you could tell he had brain damage from all the concussions. He would lose track of, like, time and stuff while he was talking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like, oof, he took one too many hits to the head back in the day. Well, he was a small guy. The small guys are the ones that get hit.
Yeah, there's no way that's not going to affect you.
Clint Howard.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I'm not sure. Oh, yes! There he is. Yeah.
You know, and the YouTube quality smooths out his creepiness.
He didn't even know the camera was on.
He looks like he's wearing permanent prosthetics, but he's not.
He's the failed experiment of Weta Workshop.
Isn't there actually, like, there's a sci-fi movie, I think, where he wears prosthetics.
To make him look normal?
Yeah.
What does the normal Clint Howard look like?
Ron Howard.
There's no such thing. Yeah.
It's pretty much what...
It's like twins. They made a normal one, and then he was just the leftover parts.
I actually have to find out whether Clint Howard is the guy from the Phantasm movies.
My dad had me convinced as a small child that Clint Howard was the twin that was attached to Ron Howard and grew out of the side of him, and that the doctor separated him.
Did you know he was a voice on Winnie the Goddamn Pooh?
No, I did not.
He's the voice of Roo.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Not in the
original. Oh, yeah. Like the original. Okay, yeah, like in the 70s when he was like 11 years old. Okay, I was going to say like now?
Well, he was famous.
He's like a 50-year-old man.
He's also in Fist of the North Star.
Cool. Well, they have one of the mutants that has their heads blown up.
Stalin.
They already have half that work done for the explosion effect just by looking at him.
I thought he was in Phantasm. He was not. I was wrong.
Alright.
Wait, how did that work? They shot one shotgun shell.
Yeah, and it blew out both eyes. That's how you know you're watching a quality film.
Well, of course.
There's just something.
They had
about
two
this...
explosives rigged and they just shot one shot.
Well,
so...
guys, that's the budget. What the fuck do you want?
There's something about the way, like, these were filmed clearly not with, like, high end cinema cameras, but the television 35mm gives a certain look to the films that I like.
Yeah, there's like a... It looks like someone put tissue paper over the lens. There's like a weird...
Like a little bit of Vaseline.
Fuzziness. Yeah.
I mean, part of that is due to probably this being a VHS rip at some point or something.
Yeah, like an SD quality.
Someone needs to release the definitive Blu-ray Collector's Edition. Come on, Arrow.
The director's
cut. I swear, Vinegar Syndrome, if you're listening, get a hold of some of these wrestler things because Alex wants to review them.
I would be down for that. I'm pretty sure Bill Goldberg's not doing a lot right now. He'd sit down for a
Bill Goldberg.
Give him a few beers.
Yeah, Santa Slade. They should just do like every wrestler horror movie combined. Because Roddy Piper did like 10 of them.
Okay, why is he writing with like discount Rob Schneider?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you doing?
I thought that was Judge Reinhold for a second.
In the new year, we have to do Ready to Rumble.
Yes.
Because I've never seen it.
Oh, I love that movie. It's so much fun.
And
I've seen bits of it.
David Arquette is now wrestling again. For real. Because he's 50-something and has nothing better to do.
Doesn't he own, like, a club or something?
Probably. I know Billy Corgan bought the NWA, the Wrestling Association.
I thought he had, like, a club in Miami or something. I remember reading about it.
Hey, is that the dad, Donna's father, on 70s Show?
It is. This is so 90s. I love her outfit.
It looks like Weird Al in the front, too.
Like Weird Al if he was a crack addict, maybe.
This guy I've seen a million times with that exact same haircut.
He looks like a dude from... I've got this friend. He did a skit. And
You know who it looks like?
Spoony?
Connell.
He does look like Dr. Terawatt, yes. What?
Yeah,
I've kind of lost
track at this point of what's going on. There was a Santa's Village in the mall, Mike. That's all they need.
And paintball guns.
It's already more of a Christmas movie than Die Hard.
Come on, you take that back.
That's fighting words.
That is blasphemy.
Hello, blonde ripoff Paul Reiser.
Looks like Nick Nolte's dad.
What kind of a... Did they just cover the front with, like, tinfoil?
It's a science house.
It looks like a church that they covered in tinfoil, yes.
Oh, it's Ed Begley, who just happens to look like Paul Reiser in this.
It is Ed Begley. Okay, yeah. This would have been about the time he did Star Trek Voyager.
Okay, how is this not a trauma film? I'm just waiting for a car to show up and have like 30
slip
people.
And blow up.
Yeah. 30 people come out of a little tiny car and they all fight.
We're 12 minutes in. Okay. Who the fuck is Egon?
All right. The pirate, the safari man, and the so-and-so. You go take them. It's like Dr. Evil's, like, rip-off C-grade
Rogues galleries?
Yeah.
Where does one go to get that kind of a hat?
The worst
on a safari, team. Obviously. A come on. You can't have a hat like that unless you've been on an actual safari. It's like a rite of passage. I legitimately wonder if they just hand those things out when you go on a safari.
Why does she have superpowers?
Well, they're all supervillains. One has whatever.
Safari guy, bandolier man, and Electro lady.
The lamest supervillains ever.
This is the B squad, folks.
So is he supposed to be, like, the evil scientist that, like, made these people, or... What am
Maybe.
I watching? What is happening, Mike? Explain this to me.
I have been trying to pay attention as it's happening. And
we're
just totally lost. The downside is there's no subtitles.
I feel like even if we were paying attention, it
wouldn't be much better.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is he going to get hit on the head and think he's Santa Claus for the rest of the movie?
I sure hope so.
At this point, it's the only thing that potentially makes sense.
Now, if you've already had Hulk Hogan and Goldberg play different Santa Clauses, why do we not have Mick Foley yet? Because he dresses up as Santa Claus for all their shows. Hey, I don't think he showed up at this week's Raw or SmackDown. As usually the Santa. Or maybe that's next episode.
What the fuck?
I think that's the most lines I've ever heard Clint Howard speak in a film.
I feel so bad for Clint Howard. Yes.
He's usually just in the background somewhere.
Like, I really feel bad for him because you know what he looks like? He looks like that first second after in RoboCop the guy got hit with a toxic
sludge. Oh, yeah.
Before he melted away. Oh, I
fuck you, ginger kid.
I was really hoping they're going to have something really naughty on that list there, too, like a dildo or something.
I still want to know why they're chasing him.
I love how...
Because he was playing paintball in a non-zoned area.
Yeah. This really makes
You're not allowed to play paintball here.
And this guy looks like fat John Bernthal.
Yeah. It makes you appreciate how far The Rock came, because this is what a wrestling movie was. And then The Rock does, I mean, sure, like, there was nothing really special with the Scorpion King, but then he does, like, The Rundown and Walking Tall.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just takes off. Who would have thought that the highest paid actor in Hollywood's history is
a wrestler?
He's getting more than Tom Cruise. He's getting 25 to 30 million.
John Cena will be that next one that comes up.
He won't ever get that size because he can act, but like he doesn't have the Rock's innate
charisma. We go, Mike. Oh. It's where he gets knocked on the head and he thinks he's Santa.
And he's like, where's my daughter, Donna?
Where's his super hot wife?
You could almost write this as a sequel to Suburban Commando where he forgets who he is.
Whoa, there was a Blockbuster membership card in there.
You know we're watching
How to Date Your
history.
Movie, yeah.
Why'd you steal his pants?
Richest man in 10 states? Which 10 states specifically?
Like Iowa and all these places.
Yeah, like
here.
All in the Midwest.
Iowa, Delaware. And they're not all connected. They're all over the place.
I'm the richest man in Rhode Island.
One of the Dakotas. You have to guess which one. One of the Carolinas.
There's one of those states, though. I think it's...
It's a fictional.
Wyoming, I think, has a city where like a bunch of rich people live.
Yeah, because it's central to the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah. There's like a town in Wyoming where the average income is like $10 million or something like that.
Saw that. It's because they're within driving distance of Vegas and California.
Oh, wow.
If I'm not mistaken, because of that city, Wyoming is actually the richest state. Because nobody lives there, and the only people who live there are rich.
I may be wrong, but I think there's less people living there than there are in Alaska.
Yeah, it's the least populous state.
It's beautiful, though, because I liked watching that TV show Longmire that ended up being on Netflix about a detective there. Because they have mountains, desert, snow, everything. And then tons of land. It's like Montana. He does think he's Santa because he got his head hit.
So is he gonna fight evil?
Probably.
Does evil come to him?
Now where's Ernest coming? Ernest should come and save Christmas with him.
And I miss Jim Varney.
You know what I mean?
That man is not carrying that man.
I was gonna say, now, that's Hulk when he wasn't juiced up anymore, but he's 6'8 or 6'9.
Yeah, he's a big
one. Is he really that tall?
He was 6'9 or 6'10. Now he's shorter. He's had, he's 4 or 5 inches shorter because of the back surgeries he's had.
Oh, Jesus.
They've had to fuse discs together. Well, it's because his move, finishing move involved him dropping the leg and dropping down. He kept landing on his ass for 20 years, you know, 3 or 4 times a week.
Polaroid cameras.
And look at that terrible suit. My mom had a suit like that.
She looks like she belongs on Seinfeld or something.
Or on whatever local access ripoff of Melrose Place there is. That kid's like, who? You're not
the Coke Santa? Oh, please be the plucky kid who steals his beard.
I thought you were going to say who steals his heart.
Well, that too.
So the bad guy in this is Donna's dad.
Is he actually the bad guy, though? Or is he just the guy who starts out
He's a misunderstood slime ball.
And then he grows to become a better person throughout the course of the film.
Hey, look, he's wearing a Dare shirt.
Oh my god.
Dare to keep kids off drugs. I remember those at the end of every Power Rangers episode. It's the reason I didn't do drugs until recently.
Power Rangers?
Until recently.
Zordon says, don't
Thanks,
do cocaine.
Power Rangers.
You know how cool it would have been to be a kid and be in a movie where you get to sit on Santa Hulk Hogan's lap and ask for things?
That would be pretty awesome, actually.
1996? When
I probably wouldn't have known who Hulk Hogan was if I was like 6 years old.
And I was into Hulk at that time.
I thought WCW was WWF. I thought it was the same thing, just a different channel, like a different show.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there were different wrestling shows. I thought everything was WWF as a kid.
Yeah, same here.
Except for occasionally over the cable channel, we get Stampede Wrestling, and I was like, that's West Coast Wrestling.
I used to have hair like that. When I was like 12.
You look like an asshole.
So,
yeah, I mean, you can't just use the guy's card by putting it into a machine. Even 1996 had better security.
They also didn't have thumbprint scanners. Because that would have meant it had to have the internet connected to every single bank.
It's a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Did they steal like $35?
From a
Salvation
Army? Let's
be realistic,
Army.
There's probably yes. 135 there.
I'm Asian. I'm smarter than that.
That's...
You might have fooled one of the white kids, but not me.
Oh, Santa gonna whoop some ass!
But how did he get fat all of a sudden? Or it's a padded suit, I guess.
I don't think it was a padded suit when he first put it on, though, to be fair. But again, this movie doesn't seem to be particularly concerned with continuity.
Or reality.
I always find it funny when punks like that will try to attack a man who's almost 7 feet tall and like 300 pounds of muscle.
Like, what the hell are
over,
you...
Over $35 in a Salvation Army tin.
Yeah.
like, you know, just leave.
He's not, again, he isn't 1986 juiced to the gills with all the steroids. Looks like he can crush a car with his bare hands, Hulk Hogan.
But I still wouldn't fuck with him over $35. Yeah. Like, I would just go, if I was that desperate, like, just leave and knock over a convenience store. Like,
or rob someone as they're coming out.
When you're a full-grown man and that and the guy you're fighting is a full head taller than you, it's not a good idea.
Also, random cutaway shot.
Yeah.
Well, he just murdered somebody.
Yeah, he's dead. He's got a concussion. Or a cult.
I was hoping that this would have been filmed in Canada, because then you could have seen all the malls that don't, stores that don't exist
anymore.
Be like, Sam the Record Man, or a Jumbo Video.
Or Consumers Distributing.
Oh, man. Well, they were never in the malls. They were in a strip mall.
You'd walk in, that's true.
Because they had a warehouse in the back. I had my brother ask me, he goes, well, what replaced them if they were so popular? I'm like, Amazon. Because it's what Amazon is. It's a mail order catalog. I mean, do you know anybody that got a set of home, like, barber kit, like, head clippers and shavers that didn't get it from Consumers Distributing back in the day?
I remember getting a lot of toys from Consumers Distributing.
A lot of RC cars and stuff came out of there. A lot of junk, but then a lot of good stuff, too. Because you could get, like, store supplies and stuff.
I remember Consumers Distributing, but I'm too young to have shopped there before. Yeah, I mean,
literally, you walked in the front door. It was like a Sears catalog. You flipped through the catalog. You said, I want to place the order for this. And you come back in 2 weeks when it arrived. It really was. It was Amazon.
So, yeah, it's Amazon, but even slightly less convenient because you have to actually drive to the store to pick up the stuff.
But you generally got it at, like, Amazon or liquidation prices because they didn't... They just had a giant warehouse they shipped everything out of.
I'm wondering where they did film this, actually.
I'm going to look it up.
Somewhere in Southern California.
Well, if he was working for Ted Turner at the time, a lot of stuff was filmed in Florida.
I could see that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't get how the scientist plot ties in, but we also have to have this at such a low volume that we can't hear a lot of it.
But even then,
we kind of make up the plot as we go along.
You get the gist of it. A good movie you wouldn't need to be watching the whole time. So nobody out in the public is noticing a man being tortured to death with cattle prods in the front yard?
By the world's worst collection of villains?
Wait, I thought he was wearing a doctor's robe too. He's wearing a bathrobe.
What the fuck is this?
Is he? Oh yeah, he is.
Oh my god.
I think. Wait. Is he gonna go and kidnap people from the orphanage? Is that what he just said?
I think so.
Is this also the first time Ed Beatty's ever played a bad guy?
No, he did play one in Star Trek Voyager.
Because he usually plays hippies in almost everything he does. Because he's all super green. I don't think he consumes any electricity that isn't produced by his own, like, solar panels and stuff. He's one of those guys. Cream.
Come on, be Reggie. No. Oh.
It's Mr. Safari Man.
Also driving and the wrong side.
Who kind of looks like Buster Bluth a little bit.
It really does. It's like, what if Connell's hair was straightened out?
So Buster Bluth and Dr. Terawatt fight Hulk Hogan. He gets the juice box, watch out. Okay, why are they stealing the statue?
Is that what they're doing?
Only three... Oh, what?
They filmed this movie for a non-Christian movie, they filmed this at a lot of churches, I must say. How did they get so many churches on board to film a Hulk Hogan movie?
I think you just answered your own question, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan and probably filmed in the South. That'll... Released for 2 weeks in cinemas.
Oh, there wow. There he goes, one of those.
It was panned by critics and considered one of the worst films of all time.
You fucking think?
It made $220,000 worldwide box office.
Worldwide. Wow.
Now, it probably made a shit ton more on video ads.
Well, you know what's amazing? It still made more than the Oogie Loves and the Big Balloon Adventure.
I mean, there's movies like this that specifically they released it for the absolute minimal amount of time to count as a theatrical film, and then it makes all the rest of its money
back. Minimal time
is that Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes.
Is it?
Is it?
No, I don't think it is. It looks like him.
No, he looks...
Because Dewey would have been a lot younger. Like, Malcolm in the Middle started in 2000, and Dewey was
that,
like
it's
five
that other
or
kid.
Six.
He looks like him, but he's been...
I know, Morris? I've seen this kid in stuff before.
They're gonna kill the... Yeah, he's dead. Oh.
Was that Garrett Morris from SNL? Yeah.
Get over here!
That's not how... What?
This is not how physics works.
Couldn't they have just backed up into him?
Oh, I feel bad. The thing was, he had to film for how many days out in the heat wearing that?
Can you imagine the smell?
Yeah.
You know what's amazing?
And for what? To make this.
It smells like Axe body spray, tanning lotion, and shame.
And sweat. Yeah. And shame. That is the smell of shame, my friend.
You know what's amazing? Okay, so we look at this movie, and all of us have somewhat of a film background in some capacity.
Yes.
Somebody went to school for this. Somebody was like, oh man, it's going to be my first job and it's going to lead to so many other greater things, when all it led is to Ash Rammers 5. They went from working on this to porno.
Everyone who worked on this movie either quit making movies, worked on porn, or killed themselves.
like, well, that's how they film credit.
They went
died.
Straight from this, and then it bombed, and their next movie involved four dicks, one pussy. DVD-A shot. Gross.
And they probably filmed it in all the same locations.
With all the same actors?
Well, minus the kids, hopefully.
Unless it was in Europe or some...
wrong.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Although they did bring back Donna's dad.
Who is the old black guy? Where have I seen him before?
Garrett Morris. He was in the first 10 years maybe of SNL. He was the black guy they hired before Eddie Murphy.
Jeez.
Recently, he was the third star in Two Broke Girls, that terrible TV show.
Oh, he's the cook or whatever?
The guy that's always in the
back?
Yeah.
Is he like blind or something?
Yes,
in that
show? One.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's looked old forever.
Yeah, because he looks exactly. This was like 22 years ago, and he looks exactly the same here as he does. Yeah, when he started in Two Broke Girls in like 2010.
Oh, and wasn't he in The Stuff?
Yes. As I'm not sure. No, I don't think that's the guy who played Cookie.
There's something else I've seen him in, and I can't put my finger on it.
I was going to say Iron Eagle, but no, that is not Lou Gossett Jr. Those three would be awesome.
They look very similar.
But one has won a lot of awards.
Yeah.
But one makes you laugh. He's so related to Dewey.
Why do I get the feeling that they're like, we want to cast Renee Russo in this, but we can't afford her, so we're going to get somebody else to play the orphan
lady.
Find me
the discount version of Renee Russo. Scour the Hollywood
Find
Hills.
The Zellers Renee Russo.
the byway.
Byway version of Renee Russo.
Speaking of old Canadian stores.
Which is coming back.
Is it?
Yep.
Which Zellers or Byway?
Byway.
Is it because? Well, I know they went bankrupt because of money embezzlement and all this crazy stuff, and then Bargain Shop bought them, and then Bargain Shop was turned into Red Apple and MyMark, and that failed as a venture. So they're probably just going back to the brand that everybody knows. I'm trying to see where this was filmed, but I don't like how IMDb now locks away a lot of stuff. You have to pay for Pro version to look things up. Filming locations: Calabasas, California.
Okay.
It made $120,000 its opening weekend and $220 total.
So everyone who saw it right away and was like, what the fuck am I watching?
What did I do with my life?
Basically, every kid that liked him. Well, wait, when did this come out? November of 96? That's after he came out as a bad guy on WCW. So that was bad timing. Why would they have released the... Well, I guess it was filmed earlier.
Well, and like I said, this came out the exact same year as Jingle All the Way, and probably in the same month.
Well, Jingle All the Way was like $100 million.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way made a shit ton of money.
The one good movie.
No one would have watched this.
The one good movie that Sinbad ever made. And it has one funny joke in it, the entire movie. One really funny joke.
Are we talking about Sinbad? Jingle All the Way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which joke?
I like that movie.
The one that really lands?
I actually do like that movie.
The package.
Yeah.
When he's like, it's a bomb.
Oh,
locks
yeah.
out and it blows
when
up.
When he's like, that was really a bomb. This is a sick world we're living in with sick people.
God. And he walks.
That's one I watch with my family every year. That's like a family
tradition.
Christmas tradition. Yeah, that, A Christmas Story, and National Lampoon's Christmas
Never
Vacation.
Seen Christmas Story, National Lampoon's
what?
Christmas Vacation.
How have you never seen A Christmas Story?
I don't know.
That's a Canadian institution.
Well, our family used to watch The was it Santa Claus, the movie? The one from like 1980. The Dino De Laurentiis, the big budget one. We used to watch that.
The one from, it was like the early 80s.
Yeah.
I've seen reviews of that movie. I don't think I've ever actually watched it all the way
through. Why is he in a fucking bunny costume? Wait, why is he dressed like a Jedi?
I'm ready for my rub down.
Why are you asking these questions, Mike, is the real question here.
No, our family Christmas movies are Bad Santa, which is funny that we all watch that. Ernest Saves Christmas. We always watch, it used to be on TV all the time. I don't know if they do it anymore, but we used to watch Wizard of Oz every year.
You know what? When I was in the hospital last year, my Christmas movies were The Santa Claus 1 through 3, Young Guns 1 and 2, and Goodfellas, because that's all that was on TV.
That's
fucking weird, Ray Liotta as Santa Claus.
You know what, Mike? It's almost worse than having the amputation. Sorry.
I never thought I'd associate Emilio Estevez at Christmas.
Yeah, at least you didn't have your amputation in October where you would have had to watch Halloween Town 1 through 3 like a million times.
Nothing but Olsen Twins movies until I fucking vomit.
Olsen Twins and then Cosby Mysteries.
Are we really not going to talk why he's in a fucking bunny onesie?
Is that a cereal box with him on it?
Is it?
I think it might very well be.
And it is Discount Rene Russo.
It looks like it says Monster Crisps or something like that.
Yeah, because he was talking about the deal when he was fighting Chef Boyardee.
Or is that Sting?
Holy shit, it is. No, that is Hulk Hogan as a cartoon on his own cereal box.
It could be Sting before he became Crow Sting, though.
Santa with muscles.
Why does everybody have weird pajamas?
I don't know. The costume designer for this movie was a crackhead, that's why.
But to say
it is him on the cover.
And he's pouring cereal on an egg.
They just literally took a Rice Krispies box and slapped stickers on it. There ain't no Crunch Berries in there. That's Rice Krispies. Or at most, Special K.
That might be Cap'n Crunch.
No, they came out as Rice Krispies.
What the fuck is he doing?
Donna's dad, what's wrong with you?
It's weird when you see somebody like that and you weren't expecting the movie. Like I watched, for the first time last year, License to Kill, the James Bond movie. Turns out it's now,
I love that movie.
It's now my favorite Bond film.
Me too, actually.
Even though as a kid, my family didn't like
I didn't like it as a kid, but I like it now.
Well, they didn't like him because they said...
It's a movie that grows on you because it's... Yeah, it doesn't
feel like... They said it's too dark.
It is. It's very violent and dark compared to other James Bond movies.
He kills the bad guy by burning him alive.
That's not
Plus,
the one with
Christian Benicio Del Toro falls into like a meat grinder at one point. And a man's head explodes.
That was the surprising thing. Was seeing Benicio Del Toro in a role where he was, like, before he was famous.
Okay. That was his first role, actually. He was, like, 22 when he made that movie.
Random bit of trivia I just found out this week. as to date this episode horribly.
Yeah.
Okay, so Benicio del Toro, pretty big actor, pretty respected actor, right?
Yeah, I call him Puffy McPufferston because he looks pretty puffy.
You know what he got cast as in this week?
What?
He's the voice of Swiper in Dora the Explorer, the movie.
Swiper, no swiping?
Fucking why? This great actor.
Why are they making a Dora the Explorer, the movie?
Why not?
I'd watch a Dora the Explorer if it was voiced by famous porn actors.
But not, I mean, I've seen a Dora the Explorer porn, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, good God.
For.
No, no, no. I mean, Dora the Explorer, the cartoon, but replace the voice actors with famous porn stars, but not doing porn.
Okay.
I would watch.
All right.
Find,
yeah,
like, a famous Mexican porno star.
Make this happen.
And then put Evan Stone in all the male voices, because he could do every voice.
He can do no wrong.
That man should be doing real movies.
He's basically Zap Brannigan.
But why do real movies when you can do porn?
Yeah. And he's part of history as one of the only times that digital cable has been hacked, and they put his porno on during daytime TV.
Things you find out, folks.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like a close-up of his cock.
Yeah, going in, and then it zoomed out, and he showed his face, and it's like, and then it was, they fixed the feed. But it's like, that's a heck of a lot worse than just letting an F-bomb drop through.
I'm wondering if this is supposed to be like a really bad A Christmas Story reference by putting him in a bunny suit.
Maybe?
Or is this what he owned? Wait, did he just... The vest. I'm confused.
The villains! Oh.
So he's famous now because he beat up a few guys in a
he
mall.
What the fuck? It's like Dominatrix Santa.
Oh, you know what? That should be something. I could cosplay as that. It's easy enough to get a fat suit that'll fit me. I should cosplay it like...
As Dominatrix Santa?
Dominatrix... Oh, yes, Dominatrix. Hulk Hogan Santa.
I'm a mercenary. I was fighting evil.
Rooster.
Diabetes.
It's cocaine.
To eat a lot of reindeer.
Just kidding, it's cocaine.
You cocaine-y reindeer. So be nice. Or I'll kick the shit out of you.
There's like no background score for this movie. Like, I don't think I've heard any music the entire time.
No, there's been incidental.
There was like a dollar store version of A Christmas Song.
And when they had the fight, the fight and the chase had music.
Okay.
Okay,
but I mean, you can...
Now we have a name. That's Dr. Blight, which
they
is
do
a bad
look
guy
like
from Captain Planet.
They look like they're gonna kiss.
They should. 2018. Why not? Ed Begley Jr. deserves love.
He'd do it. He's a pretty good hippie dude.
I'd kiss Ed Begley Jr. just for the fucking scandal.
Not for the sweet, sweet touch of his lips?
Maybe
well,
both.
It is the holidays. Why not? Gotta live a little.
Taste what all that green energy tastes like.
What?
As Dennis Franz said in Die Hard 2, what the hell? It's Christmas!
Is he trying to be, like, Curly from the Three Stooges?
I guess? I'm not sure what kind of voice he's doing here, really.
The Secret Agent movie we watched of his was better than this.
I kind of want Richard Mall to show up again with a cyborg leg.
That was actually pretty funny.
That was fucking awesome. That movie was awesome.
That one,
stupid, but awesome.
That one should be on DVD. I don't know why it's not.
What movie are you guys talking
Secret
about?
Secret Agent Kids? Or Secret?
Yeah, or some shit like that.
Is it like Spy Kids? Is it like a ripoff of Spy Kids?
Wait,
Spy
that.
Kids is made by the dollar store.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
A Dollarama production.
Hulk Hogan is a super spy, and one of his and his kid finds out, and he gets kidnapped, and the kid and his friends all raid a toy store to grab all the supplies they need to save the dad and everybody.
Yeah,
else.
It's like Home Alone meets Die Hard.
Okay, I was going to ask, do they make Home Alone style traps?
Yes.
And at one point, a guy gets pumped full of lead, and you see the holes through his body, like he's standing in like the sunlight, and all the holes start shining light through it.
Before
and
he dies.
We're like, holy shit, that's violent.
He gets nailed by like a railgun.
Yeah.
And this was a kid's movie?
Oh yeah.
And he was like, he had like a clip unloaded into him. It was ridiculous.
We watched it, and in the middle of our commentary, we just like, what the fuck? I mean, it was awesome.
Every time I see a church now, I always think of 21 Jump Street. We're like, stop bothering Korean Jesus. You got Korean shit.
Just random. Oh, it's the orphanage. I'm like, why is there a random child in their pajamas singing in a church?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of churches in this movie.
Wouldn't surprise me if this movie is like
sponsored
by
how many Church of Scientology or something.
How many doves does this crap have? 5 doves. That was a way when I was a kid going to a store and we go to the bargain bin looking at VHS tapes. And when it had that family dove symbol on there,
to me,
my parents would look at that with me and we'd be like, well, there's poison. We're not touching that tape.
There's a friend of mine. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll tell you off air.
Complete Riri?
No, good guy. But he likes watching those Pure Flix movies.
Like, what? Does it get you hard? Like,
I'm like, what? But like, hey.
Those Pure Flix?
Look at the crap we're watching. We're giving him shit for Pure Flix.
That's like watching tissue paper. Like, there's nothing to those movies.
There's nothing to this.
You can have a good family movie that isn't sponsored by them. It's just that everything that they make has to be overly sappy.
Yeah. Well, I guess to the point where they turned Kevin Sorbo into a bad guy. But he is a bad guy in real life now, so.
Are you talking about the God's Not Dead movies?
Yeah, those are ridiculously
funny. I
hate those
movies.
I had, what was the one that came out last year?
God's Not Dead, The Reckoning.
It was like The Stable or the
Judgment Day.
It was like The House or The Stable or something, and it was about a guy going back and dealing with his like dead daughter or something. And
what?
Oh, The Shack.
The Shack.
Yeah.
I had free tickets to go see that from a friend of mine that works at a faith radio station, and I wasn't able to pick him up, and I didn't go, obviously because it was bad weather and everything, and then I was told, you didn't miss much. Because they're like, yeah, sometimes we get, basically the faith radio stations get a lot of free tickets for these things whenever they come out, because theatrically they get maybe 2 or 3 films a year that come out. So they'll usually get like 20 tickets, but not everybody calls to pick them up. So when they have an extra one or two, they'll give them to their friends.
Throw them to staff, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, when I was a kid, Christian movies meant McGee and Me episodes.
Which I had no idea was Christian. I used to watch it.
I love McGee and Me.
It's the only one I'll watch where I don't get offended by how Christian it is. Because
it's not really like in your face about it. No. Like the lesson is there, but it's like a generic like morality lesson that could be in any kid's thing. Really,
I bought a Bible Man DVD for a quarter.
Those are awesome
at Goodwill, and I tried watching it and I went, "Wow, is this bad?" I'd never heard of it before, right? And then I found the website.
I have known about Bible Man for a long time.
Well, I know because a fucking Sean baby from way back in the day.
I tried tracking it down to watch all of them. I think that would be a great show for us.
The Bible Man
commentary on every single episode. Or mute the episodes and then we do the voices.
I ended up getting $5 for trading it into the store. Even though they're like, I went to go trade it in and they're like, this is worth a quarter. They told me that at the store. And then the front of it was signed by Willie Ames, the Bible Man.
Really?
So the guy gave me $5 out of his pocket. He's like, I kind of want it as a joke piece for my house. Because it was it must
that's
have
pretty
a,
amazing.
It must
yeah,
have been
I would,
like a,
I would love to have something signed by
a fucking his key. Oh, it's his stethoscope. I thought why is he flicking his keys at him?
So yes, somebody out there has my signed copy of Bible Man. Oh, I thought he was going to choke him.
Yeah, choke me him, too.
Do a leg drop.
Here we go. We finally have some more dollar store Christmas movie. Or Christmas music, I mean.
They're all public domain ones. Did you notice something there? They did a reverse shot.
When he put the thing in his mouth? Yeah.
Because I guess they didn't want him to shove it in and hurt his teeth. That's wasteful.
It was pretty obvious.
When I see
why
this
does
kid,
Dewey look so upset?
Do you know what he looks like? He looks... I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. He looks like the Artard kid from The Wizard. California! I'm sorry, Mike. Hey, send all your hate mail to him.
Yep. It's all on Alex, man. I only work here. Man.
We're celebrating a Christmas special. We're going to all watch this stuff. Artard!
Actually, I kind of wonder if that is the guy from the stuff now.
California. Let me look up that kid.
Well, I want to know if this is fucking Dewey.
It's not.
It's not Dewey. It's I can tell you that.
I wonder how terrible he looks now.
Dewey would have been like 3 years old in this movie.
He was an ugly kid, so I can imagine what he looks like as an adult now.
The kid who played Dewey? He looks weird. Yeah, he has like long hair now.
Is it as bad as I See Dead People kid? Because he got chubstered out real good.
Haley Joel Osment.
His face looks like it belongs to a 600-pound man, but his body doesn't. So Santa with muscles. Wow, that's a terrible VHS cover. Nobody has last names in this movie.
Oh, like well, the this actual is like a characters. Film. Yeah.
Because this movie was made by Alan Smithy.
It was actually made by Tommy Wiseau. It was his first
time. Oh my god, Mila Kunis is in this.
Is she the young girl? Is she one of the young girls?
She would have been 13.
Then she's one of the orphans.
Alright, let's look out for Mila Kunis. Was this like the first thing that she was ever in?
Probably one of her first couple roles for sure.
She was in a 1995 version of Piranha, and then this first.
All right.
And then Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
She was in Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves?
Apparently.
I watched that movie entirely too many times when I was a kid.
Why? And like,
I don't know. I just love the Honey movies for some reason. Except the second one. I only watched Honey, I Blew Up the Kid maybe twice. But I
remember watching Shrunk a lot.
The younger girl in this... voiced Ducky in Land Before Time video series.
Isn't she? No.
Yeah,
no.
Was she the one who her dad killed her?
No,
no, that was Petrie.
Yeah, and also the corn chip girl in Recess.
Oh okay. Yeah. It took me a second to remember who that was because Recess has a lot of weird characters, but I loved that show when I was a kid.
Monkey or Kid, I don't think is listed in the credits here.
Damn it.
I'll have to look him up on IMDb. Curse you!
That's his name, if you need to look him up.
Taylor?
Taylor, yeah.
Oh. Oh, he isn't listed here. Adam Wild. What the hell was that? That's like from Zelda?
Now there's lasers and shit.
He was in Child's Play 2, Kindergarten Cop. Swan Princess.
So a lot of obscure shit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to get Mila Kunis' autograph on this? Just to see what she'd say. She'd probably tell you to go fuck yourself.
I don't think so. She seems like a pretty cool person, actually. She'd probably laugh and do it for you, actually.
Dude, the obscure things get their attention. When yeah. My roommate was at that con here during...
Oh, with Wink Yahoo.
No. With Jay Baruchel, he was basically co-running it here. Jay Baruchel's running across the hall to get somewhere. Roommate just yells out, I loved you in Popular Mechanics for Kids! He stops dead in his tracks, turns around, runs back, and says, what did you say? And he goes, what? What the fuck did you just say? And he's like, I loved you in Popular Mechanics for Kids. thank you. And then he just ran away. He didn't have any more time to talk, but he's like, everybody says like all the other things he did. Mm-hmm. And my roommates followed.
I remember him in that.
Yeah,
him and
Alicia Cuthbert.
Alicia Cuthbert, yeah.
His follow-up question was going to be, did you get any action back then with her?
When they were both 12?
You don't know.
They could have been kissing or something. Who knows?
But yeah, it's because Jay Baruchel co-owns the comic book, the...
All right, which one of these is Mila Kunis?
Well, it's not Discount Rene Russo. I figured who is Discount Rene Russo?
I need a better look. I might be the girl in the... like, that chick right there.
It's got to be that chick. Yep.
That's her, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did we not notice that before?
Because it doesn't, like...
This is that 70s show reunion.
If you didn't tell me, I wouldn't have noticed.
Because within a couple of years, she got super hot.
Well, plus it's... We're looking at, like, SD VHS quality. It's not, like...
I know she lied about her age to get on that 70s show. She said she was 15, but she said she was 18.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's his... Lawrence Fishburne did the same thing when they made Apocalypse Now.
Well, he looked hella young in that.
But they thought he was 18.
Well, and part of his the script said that he had to keep drinking beers while on set too to do certain scenes. So they were giving him beer underage. But they were
filming in the Philippines.
They're filming in a country where there is no law against underage drinking. So he probably did a lot of drugs when he was there too.
Okay, why are they in the crypt from the Crypt Keeper?
This looks like Prince of Darkness underneath that church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where they find the evil book or whatever
Wouldn't
it is.
Wouldn't this be an odd... If this turned out to be a Super John Carpenter movie?
They end up opening the portal to hell. That's what that door is.
Did you see that John Carpenter... there's an article that came out that he's...
Not dead?
No, that he wants to do music for video games.
Fuck yeah, man.
He did the music for the new Halloween movie, which was... The movie was decent. It was pretty good, but the score he made for it was wicked. That was my favorite part of the whole movie. Was the fact that they actually had like a classic John Carpenter score.
Okay, so the kid with the monkey ears, he was on Picket Fences for 4 years.
I vaguely remember him now. With Tom Skerritt or whatever.
Yeah. One episode of Touched by an Angel.
Okay, so Monkey Ears and Mila Kunis team up with Hulk Hogan, Discount Rene Russo, and Donna's dad. It's like the Avengers.
The really lame, yeah. The Avengers starring, like, the original cast of that 70s show.
He played Curly on Hey Arnold for 7 years.
You know, I never actually, like, for as much as I watched all of those old, like, Nickelodeon shows and stuff, I never got into Hey Arnold when I was a kid.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know why. I just didn't.
Bunch of girls.
I used to love, like, Recess and Doug and even fucking, like, Pepper Ann and all this shit, but I never watched Hey Arnold.
Oh, he was in Pepper Ann, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what show Satan? Angela Anaconda.
I
fucking hate
I actually liked that show when I was
You're
a
the
kid.
Devil, Dave.
The show I hated growing up.
It has a really weird sense of humor.
It was always on, but I hated Sticking Around.
Yeah.
What? I love Sticking Around. That was my favorite show when I was in like
grade
3.
Give me Today's Special or Book Mice or Ghost Rider any day.
I was David the Gnome.
I was such a huge Sticking Around fan when I was a kid. When I was like 8 or 9, it was all about Sticking Around, Eek the Cat.
Yes.
And the 90s Spider-Man show. Like, that was basically my childhood.
Well, watch the first, like, 4 or 8 episodes of that show, and then watch every other episode, and you find out that they lowered the budget dramatically after that initial order.
Of Sticking Around?
Spider-Man.
Oh, of Spider-Man.
The quality goes dramatically down after the first 8.
I didn't notice when I was, like, 9.
Or, like, X-Men, where, like, the last season of X-Men looks terrible when they switched animation studios. Or when Spider-Man ended, and they're like, it's continued on with Spider-Man. It was not continued on. It was a different animation studio, different... It was Spider-Man on another planet.
Spider-Man Unlimited? Yeah.
It was stupid. So who made this? Was this made by Fox?
No.
Because there's a lot of weird Fox actors.
It was made by Dollarama. It just told me.
Well,
Dollarama Studios. It was their one
by
and
Dollar
only
Tree.
Film.
Cabin Fever... Oh, my God.
What?
Cabin Fever Entertainment, right? In the States? It was co-produced, Or production was, sorry, Legacy Releasing. The hell they were
that
making?
That sounds like a porno company. Probably a porno company.
First movie they made was Once Upon a Time When We Were Colored.
What?
What?
In 1996.
Is it about, like, black people who become white people?
They started producing movies in 96.
The prequel to White Chicks.
And they pumped out, like, 12 movies in 96 alone. Cadillac Ranch, Somebody to Love. Adrenaline Fear the Rush. That is a terrible Eric Roberts movie. They're a direct-to-video company.
Once again, somebody right, sat then. Down. Somebody went to school for this and went, this.
Oh,
God. Somebody wrote this movie.
No, they had a couple.
Over a weekend on a napkin.
They had a couple movies come out in the beginning of 2000, but those were just like ones that they had already declared bankruptcy before.
Yeah.
Their last movie they made was Simon Says. That was the Dennis Rodman movie that tanked.
And that's where the Coke machine blows up, right?
No.
No, that's no, double
no,
team.
The Coke,
that's
yeah.
double team. Get your shit right. That's a good movie. That's Mickey Rourke has a bunch of tigers.
Kid fights Dennis Rodman.
A bunch of tigers and booby traps.
Isn't
in the
like
Roman
Dennis
Coliseum.
Rodman and Jean-Claude Van Damme
yes.
team up?
And
yeah.
he tells Jean-Claude Van Damme that he's put his baby in the middle of the Coliseum around mines, and he's released a couple tigers. And
somebody wrote this.
They're gonna fight
like high on coke, and it's just and like this is the most amazing thing I've ever
it,
thought.
Back
of.
Then, it would have been Van.
They'll give me a budget for it too.
And Dennis Rodman's gonna make a bunch of puns, and his line specifically to him was, "If you beat me, you can get your son. If I kill you, I'll raise him as my own." I was like, Mickey Rourke needed a paycheck to fix that botched surgery he had. But yes. Simon Says, $10 million budget, made $200,000. Oh, yeah. Here's how you know.
Why is he flailing his arms?
It tanked their entire company.
This is a fucking joke.
Because, you know they were banking on it because the second co-star was Dane Cook.
Well, maybe he'll throw him off the roof.
And John Panette, the fat, I think
dead
he's dead.
Comedian? Yeah, he died, yeah. Come on, Dr. Blight, or whatever the fuck.
But the music
name is.
Was done. The music for that for Simon Says was done by Brian Tyler.
Wow,
like an actually really? Good music.
I guess you got to start composer. Somewhere.
Yeah,
he did the music for Assassin's Creed Black Flag. I think he's done all the Assassin's
I'm
Creed.
I'm pretty sure he's also done a lot of like science fiction
he's,
movies.
Yeah, he's done a lot of the Game, Marvel movies.
And doesn't he do like Game of Thrones or something too?
No, that's,
no, I don't think
that's
so.
That's someone else.
No,
I can't remember the name of the guy who does Game of Thrones.
You know what I
but
miss?
Yeah, he's done a bunch of Marvel movies. He's done. He did the fourth Rambo film as well.
I miss the. Like I'm a TV theme guy. I miss all the ones from the 80s and 90s where it all used the same guy. Why am I drawing a blank on his name now?
He's dead. Just fucking dead.
No, the what's his name? Is it Mike Post? Mike Post had so many awesome theme songs.
Oh, he's. Snap. Damn it.
Oh, good. Garbage that doesn't stink.
Garbage juice. Curses! I've killed you, Santa, with muscles! Yeah! Run away!
Yeah, Brian Tyler, he was 25 when he did the movie score for that Simon Says. He was one of his
Is that product placement for Hulk Hogan's?
Probably.
Own whey powder? Yeah.
Hey, brother, want to get off the roids?
Why would Hulk Hogan, being in this movie, having product placement for his own whey powder, choose to put it in this scene where he's in a pile of garbage?
Subtle anti-marketing. I'm actually a piece of shit.
Yeah, Brian Tyler's done a lot of really good music.
He did, I think he did both of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, if I'm not mistaken.
He's done, and Fast the Furious movies, too. Triple X Return of Xander Cage, which is amazing.
Did he do the Deadpool movies, or is that someone else?
No. For television. Did a couple episodes of Enterprise. He did all the music for Transformers Prime. Sleepy Hollow, Scorpion. And he's doing the Teen Titans.
I know, in terms of television, Bear McCreary does a lot.
Oh, yeah, he does a shit.
Well, and... the Bear McCreary is the guy that did Battlestar Galactica. His thing's all about drums.
And he, who else is it? I can't remember the guy's name. It's like Clint something, but he did the music for District 9. And he does a lot of TV as well.
I like the guy that did, I think he did RoboCop as well as...
Basil something?
Yeah, Polidorus.
Basil Polidorus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff he did for Starship Troopers is amazing.
Yes.
So
Starship Troopers and...
Brian Tyler also did Modern Warfare 3 and Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Yeah. That's where I know mostly from is his video game work.
I could never live in a house that looks that stark. Is that a real dog in the background? I couldn't tell.
I don't know. Was that what was in front of him? It looked like treasure chests.
Don't you wish you were that rich where you could just randomly have shit like that?
I still don't know what their plan is. Just have a
treasure chest with like actual treasure in it.
Yep. Like,
but do you know what their plans are? I've been trying to follow along.
Maybe it's a real estate scam.
I don't know. They're looking for those things. They keep crossing these things off.
On a grid.
There's a portal to hell underneath the orphanage.
Why is every television a 1950s black and white?
And that's something that's not just casually found at Goodwill. That's something you got to hunt.
Even in the 90s. Oh, God, it's weird seeing her so young. She was like 12 here when they filmed it. It kind of makes you wonder, did she get cast because... he had worked with her before?
He might have said, yeah, she's really good. She takes
Do you know any kids?
Yeah, it's possible. Everybody knows everybody in Hollywood.
Why? They had worked before this? Like,
no.
She worked with Hulk Hogan before
this?
No.
I'm thinking the
Donna's dad.
Donna's dad is in this.
Oh, like how she got cast in that 70s show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they worked together in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, those are product placements for sure.
Oh, what?
Minute Maid?
Minute Maid, Jif, Folgers Coffee.
The only people who could afford.
Because, I'm sorry, when you're... what the fuck?
They probably asked for their money back after this.
Wait, can you believe this went to theaters?
Again.
I kind of can. I can believe it went to theaters for 2 weeks and made $200,000.
Why is he creating his own entrance smoke? Which is actually kind of a great villain thing. I'm going to have to steal that for some role-playing game. Just have portable smoke projectors.
The other movie you got to watch is a movie called Operation Splitsville. It stars the Highlander and some other people, and it's about...
Adrian Paul or Christopher Lambert?
No. The Highlander. Christopher Lambert.
Okay.
I didn't say my Highlander. I said the Highlander. And it's one of those weird kids movies where their parents are getting split up and then how do they deal with it and all this kids movie stuff anyway, right? Well, there's one kid who's like 8 years old or seven and he asks...
Hey, wait a second. This is a Power Rangers set.
Probably.
Do you remember Turbo, a Power Rangers movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the set from Turbo.
They were probably filmed at the same... No, because that was filmed all in
Turbo,
Australia.
Turbo...
Oh, okay.
And I think Turbo, the Power Rangers movie, came out a little bit after.
96.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
When did the original Power Rangers movie... Because I thought the original Power Rangers movie was
95 was the original. Maybe 97.
Original Power Rangers movie was filmed in Australia. I don't know if Turbo was.
I don't know.
I'll look it up, but... Yeah, the Splitsville, the one kid asks, you know, what's sex? And he's like seven.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's when a girl gives you, treats. Something like that. That's what they say. So the kid goes to the local coffee shop and he keeps ordering pies and tarts and sugary treats from this really, really hot girl that works there. And she keeps handing him, and he eats it. And he just sits down in one scene. And I laugh my butt off because it's a kid's movie. And he just goes... They're like, what's wrong? He goes, I'm so tired from all this sex. And he's like 7 years old or 6 years old.
If written clever like that, sex jokes in kids can be actually hilarious.
Yeah.
That's Buster
Blue. It's Buster Blue, yeah.
He's trying to escape from Lucille too. God, I love Arrested Development.
I still haven't seen the newest season.
Seasons are crap.
I don't remember what happened in the fourth season, so I feel like I need to go back and rewatch.
What they did was apparently they cut it up to make it more like the original show.
Yeah, it's called The Remix, and you can't even watch it anymore. No, you can't watch the original cut. You can watch the remix.
I heard the remix is much better.
Yes, because it's more cut like the original show.
And they cut the episodes down to be like 19, 20 minutes. The problem with season 4 of Arrested Development is the episodes had no like time limit.
Yeah.
So the jokes just dragged on. Like the confining everything to a 20-minute space forces you to get to the joke faster.
You know what, man? Life would be so much better if you could have someone narrate your life. And mine would be Ron Howard. Just, I want the Arrested Development kind of follow me around. Mike decided
you'd want,
it was a
you
good
would
idea.
You would want Ron Howard, but you'd end up with Clint Howard.
No, I'd want Rip Torn to do it. And he has to do it in like his Zed voice from Men in Black.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
Or Dodgeball.
I don't have to drink my own urine, but I do.
Why?
I want current, like, crazy
because it's sterile
Rip
and I like
Torn.
The taste. Turbo was filmed entirely in BC, Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
Who's the Fu Manchu guy?
So that set is not the set for
Turbo. I think
Turbo
he's just a random henchman who just didn't show up to now. Who's the butler guy? He looks familiar.
Did he just rip his cell phone in half?
Yep. That's not cheap. Gentlemen, bring me my suit.
It makes me think of you ever watch the Pink Panther movies?
Actually, no.
Oh, you have to. Whenever he had his manservant attack
him. Oh, yeah. He would just, like, he asked him to basically come and attack him at random times.
Yeah.
To keep him on his
toes. And then,
like,
by the fourth film, he finally gets the drop on him. But he gets mad. He's like, I didn't say now.
Yeah, those movies are pretty great. There's one, I think it's like the fourth or fifth Pink Panther where they're like, it's the president and he's watching like a football game on TV and they interrupt the TV, like the bad guys, to like do some kind of a ransom or say like, we're going to blow up the White House in like 30 minutes unless you give us this much money. And then it cuts back to the football game and the game's over and the president's just like, quick, call the CIA and the FBI, find out who won that game.
I never did watch the new Pink Panther movies because I just couldn't see
Steve.
Yeah, I can't.
Nobody
do it.
Can really
same.
Replace like Peter Sellers was amazing.
I just realized Clint Howard has a landing strip of a fucking forehead. Holy shit!
Clint Howard
could land an aircraft on that.
His top part of his head is bigger than it should be. It's like three times larger than a normal brain. Like how much water?
Maybe
is
he just
there?
Has a giant brain. Maybe he's
Clint Howard's actually that, the leader.
You know what? You know what? Why not cast him as the leader in a Hulk movie and sit him in a little chair or something?
Yeah, can we sort of change that org position to get Clint Howard in the MCU?
And if we cast him as that, then we have to cast you as
the Blob.
No,
I'd play the Blob. That'd be awesome.
No, the guy that's the one that sits in the hover chair. That
Mojo.
Yes.
That'd be. I'd love to play Mojo.
You basically sound like him. You just need to get long dreadlocks and paint your skin green.
I'd do it. It'd be fucking cool. I'd love to be part of the MCU. Even if it was just.
I'm
kind of
sad that they never made a sequel to The Incredible Hulk with the leader.
Wait, are they putting out
salad dressing?
It looked like water though when they were pouring it out. Wait, there's that much on the ground?
Yep. You can't.
From two water bottles,
you
yes.
can't stop Thousand Island dressing. What?
Oh, man.
Clint Howard dies.
Do the flippy thing.
Boom.
That's where they should put in the shot from every trauma movie where the car explodes.
Where you can still see the lift where it knocks it into the air. No, those sheriff signs are like taped on.
He was in Desert Storm, you know.
Oh, sorry, he has a last name. Wait, the cops are going to use a bazooka? Yeah, because that's...
What?
And that's a military-grade Hummer, too.
Wait, what? I looked down for a second, and now there's a rocket launcher for the police?
You missed the best part, Mike. That's why we stopped talking. It was actually entertaining for once.
And the fuzzy dice ended up around his neck.
Okay, that was legitimately the best part of the movie. It made no sense, but it was amazing. I thought they were going to drive onto the step.
It's a Hummer. You go wherever you want to go.
Ain't nothing going to stop you. If I've learned anything from Forza Horizon...
Do you remember how every douchebag in the world bought a Hummer when it first got available here? Yep. Like the regular Hummer, the H, was it one?
H2 or 3 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it was. It was literally only douchebags that bought it.
You know what's cool, though? I've ridden in a Hummer once.
They don't have
but it was a much, Hummer limo.
They also don't have as much leg room as you'd think. They're very boxy.
I don't think... Do they even sell them anymore? I don't think they sell Hummers.
So. They went out of business after the H3 came out,
I thought. Yeah, I think it was just the H2 and H3, and then they were done.
I know you can get the specialized vehicles, but that's about it.
I know Arnold Schwarzenegger has the only world's only hybrid Hummer or something like that.
Because why not? He also owns a tank.
He does.
That was cool when he got to... He's for the charity thing. You could win a chance to come blow shit up with my tank. Shit, yes,
come
son.
Ride with me in my tank.
I think ever since it came out about him having a son out of marriage and all that fell apart, he's now a more open, nice person in public.
Mm-hmm.
He's just come to terms with shit. Plus, he's in his 70s, so when else is he going to get a chance to blow things up with his tank? He does look like Dewey, but he's rip-off Dewey. Ooh, that's an unfortunate-looking man with his red mustache.
He kind of looks like the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but even uglier. Was that a cartoon sound effect when
there's
he opened up the door?
There's also a lot of Pringles there.
You're better than Santa.
I don't even think these companies actually
agreed
yeah, to this product placement.
They just went down to Target, like, okay, we need some set dressing. What do you got? Here's $10.
Who's least likely to sue us? Like, I'm surprised Macho Man didn't do more movies because he had that crazy ass Slim Jim deal.
Slim Jim the movie?
You know what? Don't give them ideas, dude. I saw Sausage Party. They could fucking do it.
I haven't seen Sausage Party yet, but I would have watched a cartoon where it was a buddy cop show where it's Randy Savage and the Kool-Aid guy just screaming, oh yeah, as they arrest people. Oh yeah.
One goes, oh yeah, and then the other one goes, snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, dig it.
Motherfucker.
Is he Bane?
Stink gas? What?
So is he Bane, basically? Oh, I thought he was gonna break his neck. I would have loved this time to have seen...
I feel like he would die if they did that.
You know what would have made this movie better? If instead of Hulk Hogan, it had been Steven Seagal. Because in 96, he was still making popular movies. Just have Steven Seagal murder all these people in a kid's movie. Well, he blew up.
Why was he laughing?
I wonder how often...
Because he's fucked up.
Like, whenever a new movie trailer for a Rock movie comes out, do you think Hulk Hogan sits there and just goes, fuck.
I made Santa Claus with muscles.
Fuck him. I drop an N-bomb once while I fuck my friend's wife, and then...
And all of a sudden, people think you're a terrible person.
You know, the only other time I've seen a fight scene in a church was a John Woo movie.
Huh.
Face Off.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh, okay, two movies.
There's also the first Kingsman movie.
I have not seen that yet.
Oh, that was a great one.
I haven't.
That's like the best part of the movie.
Fucking Goro, motherfucker. Okay, that was funny.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that was actually pretty good.
He punched the highlights out of her hair.
Well, she's dead.
Yep. Vaped.
Did he put on a Robin Hood hat? Or is it the elf hat? Oh my god. Well, that looked unsafe. Oh, you're the guy that stole my wallet. I'm no longer a bad person.
See, I told you he was going to have an arc. Did I not predict this?
Except there's no explanation as to why he did this other than he saved the kids from being kidnapped. Okay, so I think what the idea is, from what I can gather, he's not really a bad guy. He was trying to steal as much money as he could.
He was down on his luck.
To save the orphanage that he helps run. It looks like he runs the orphanage with the black guy and
Rene Russo.
Yeah.
Was there even really orphanages in the 90s? I feel like they had already switched over to just the foster system.
It's the States.
Even in the States, though.
I'm pretty sure their system's backed up in certain areas. Or it's
I feel like it's just the thing they did for movies because...
Orphanages sound sad.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure orphanages ended in the 60s or early 70s.
But the man who wrote this didn't care about that.
Because remember, most of the insane asylums and sanitariums ended in the 80s.
That's funny. He's kicking the shit out of his childhood friends? Yeah, evidently...
So this, like, the evil scientist guy was his friend when he was a kid?
Yep.
Is that, like, the...
That's what
the
I'm taking away from this.
...esque twist that we're having
Shyamalan
in the third act?
Somewhere, man.
This was his first movie, in fact. No, not our product placement set dressing.
I just looked at it. Garrett Morris looks exactly the same now.
Black, he doesn't age.
Black
He's a robot.
Don't crack. That's just the...
He's a Terminator. Every so often, Skynet sends one back to replace
He's
the old one.
He's 81, and he looks the exact same.
He's just one of those people who looked like he was 50 when he was 30 and continued looking like he was 50.
He was in the stuff.
Okay. So
he played Chocolate Chip. He's also the cab driver in Ant-Man.
I don't remember a cab driver in
I vaguely
the first
remember
Ant-Man movie. But then I don't think I've seen Ant-Man since I saw it in theaters.
But that British guy playing the scientist, he plays a mad scientist in almost everything. And with the exact same hair 20 years later. I don't know if the mics picked that up, but it sounded like
Blair
just woke
going
up from
balls?
Balls!
Yeah,
so
my wife just woke up
there.
From a nap, and she's like, oh!
No, more like
no,
manly.
Yeah, it's more like, oh,
balls!
We're only like 80 minutes into this movie.
Oh my
movie
god, how much more shit can happen?
It already feels like it's been 3 hours. When will it end?
It's fucking Lord of the Rings with Hulk Hogan here.
This is the weirdest episode of Thunder in Paradise ever. I think Blair died in the back room and she's being risen from the dead.
Legit, like, going into this, I thought it was just he was some guy who got amnesia dressed up as Santa.
Are they, like, did they find, like, aliens underground?
I don't even know at this point.
Hi, balls.
Hey, Blair.
Oh, good God, woman. All the listeners are going to hear that.
Okay, I must make Rudolph's balls!
Okay.
It's okay. Hulk Hogan just found the alien mothership.
What the fuck? I looked down for a minute. Why is there a portal to hell?
It barely qualifies as a Christmas movie. I thought it was going to be all sorts of funny Christmas hijinks with him in a mall as a mall Santa.
Instead, there's
an evil scientist. There's a weird portal. They go into like a spaceship or something. People have superpowers.
Oh, and
this movie is fucking
Mila
insane.
Kunis is in this.
Oh yeah, and 12-year-old Mila Kunis.
He looks like he's in your digestive system.
Wait, in Michael's specific one?
Yes.
No, like the inside of a digestive system.
Specifically Mike's digestive system.
There's not enough shit for it to be inside his.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Brutal. Oh, boy.
I love you. Get off my podcast.
There's enough weird purple stuff, though, to be part of his digestive system.
That's all the gum that Mike has swallowed over the years.
You're stupid.
And?
Have my cat.
And I smell like?
Bacon.
Yeah.
My wife smells like bacon. Yours does not.
Oh, hey, cat.
So they're fighting with crystals they ripped out from the earth?
Yep, and now they're having a Highlander fight.
If the quickening happens in this, it becomes the
most awesome episode of Highlander ever.
It becomes the third best Highlander film at that point. It would actually make more sense than two or three of the Highlander movies.
This is the alternate cut of Highlander the Sorcerer.
No, Highlander the Source, the terrible one, the last one that came
out. Yes. Wiley's loving on Dave right now.
And Ayla's been sleeping on me for the entire movie.
She good girl.
She's now on edge, though, because your wife came out and she hates her.
There can be only one. Rene Russo.
Knockoff lady. Did he just fall in the pit of no return? He did.
Yep, he went to hell. Nope.
Is he trying to mine some sort of crazy superhero drug?
What the fuck?
Now it just looks like the Fortress of Solitude.
Okay, this could be a Doctor Who episode.
There is Tiny Mila Kunis. Just so Blair knows.
And Buster Bluth's in this too. Time to wake up. That wouldn't wake up a fucking mouse.
Oh, I've seen where this is going. Squeal like a pig.
Do you actually understand what's happening at this point?
No one does.
I thought this movie was going to be a lot more straightforward going in.
Nope.
To be honest.
Well, it took a hard left turn at the end of the third act here.
I remember seeing like VHS copies of this movie at my local Blockbuster when I was a kid.
You know, this
was not what I thought it was
about. This looked like something you'd see on the Young Indiana Jones or something.
Yeah, except Young Indiana Jones actually had like production value.
Oh, is it gonna? It's probably gonna blow up.
Will it be a terrible CG effect? Be awesome if the building actually.
Is it?
Electricity.
It might have actually been a church that was just condemned to be demolished, anyways.
Or
this would be awesome if it did blow up.
Or it was found on top of a
Indian burial ground.
Portal to hell.
What?
That's cardboard.
So when did this turn into the fucking Exorcist? Or not the Exorcist.
No, Poltergeist. A Life with the Simpsons. They'd rather implode than live with Life with the Simpsons. Okay, so what the fuck?
Why is Clint... Clint Howard's back and he's pissed die. Off.
Is this not one of my favorite Christmas movies?
I don't think I could endure this again.
You know what? Still a better love story than Twilight.
This is true. We saw an arc.
Oh, look at that news van. It just says news with black tape on the front of it.
But there is a number 8, so at least we know which station
it has been multiple days, and she wears the same pantsuit.
She only owns the one.
She also looks like she probably did a lot of porn.
Like we said, the people who worked on this movie probably... most of them worked on porn.
Yep, their careers went no further.
And Garrett Morris is there because he probably lived down the street from where they were filming.
Hey, Garrett, do you want to
be... He probably just walked past the set one day and was like, hey, I want to be in my movie?
Hey, Hulk Hogan.
They offered him craft services and $20 a day.
Hey, Garrett Morris, would you like to be in my movie because I'm here for a week? Okay.
I got nothing else going on.
Ed Begley Jr. probably lived there, too. Probably close enough to his house.
What?
Because they filled it. They filled his suit with fart gas earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's covered in fart smell. Can this movie just end already?
So
we have one and a half minutes left.
We got to make sure that it's.
There's no post-credit scene. Where Thanos shows up. Yeah. Fine, I'll do it myself.
I want to... No. They set up the Nick Fury movie, but it's got the Hasselhoff Fury movie or something. I want to see an Avengers / Expendables with him and all the other wash-ups, like Hasselhoff and... Who else would be...
I think it'd be kind of neat just to give Hasselhoff... Well, Hasselhoff did have a cameo, didn't he? In like...
Baywatch.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Yeah.
And Baywatch.
That's basically all his career is now, is him playing himself.
Yeah.
Because he did the same thing in the, I think it was the second Piranha movie as well.
Oh, that
Piranha
was great,
Double
though.
D or
where
whatever.
Where he starts
3DD.
The movie was terrible, except for the part where he does the run to the music, stops halfway through, turns the camera. Holy fuck, I'm getting old. Made the whole theater pop. By the whole theater, I mean the four of us that went to see it in theaters.
You know what? I've been by myself in a movie
theater.
Wait,
they live
before.
Close enough to where the prison is?
Property values, man.
I was going to say, usually you don't have a prison right next to
next to an orphanage? That's because most of those kids in the orphanage, their parents are in the prison.
Well, I can see them putting them like... The women's prison is right on the outskirts of town where I live. Because, you know, women's prison is less dangerous, is I guess the idea they have behind it. Although that women's prison is the one where the couple people have died in prison.
But it's nice. They have cottages. Local news, folks.
Yeah.
Holy all right. Shit.
It ended with the Santa hat on whatever the fuck that is.
Mila Kunis,
I don't know.
Oh, so
I don't know what I just watched, Mike.
No one does. Edgar Frost, Dr. Blight, Dr. Vlal, Dr. Watt, Dr.
What,
Flint.
What were my eyes looking at for the last 1 hour and 30 minutes?
I don't even know how to... Fuck you, Patrick M. Griffith.
Oh, you know what? I saw a new Christmas movie this year that I've never seen before. My life is a little bit more complete.
A little.
And a little bit more painful.
Folks, if you've endured this, you are indeed a champion.
Congrats to you.
I'm glad
wow.
that Double D was here, because this would have been hard to
oh
watch
my God.
The two of us. Yeah, this is the worst of the Hogan ones we've seen.
Oh, by far. And here's that dollar store... Christmas music we found earlier.
This isn't even Christmas music. This is just generic dollar store music. They ran out of public domain Christmas songs already.
I think it's the music
already.
That came with, like...
GarageBand?
Like the entry-level version of...
the demo.
Well, it's 96. The entry-level version of the Avid system.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's like when you buy a Casio keyboard and you press the demo button.
Oh my God. They had a hair guy for fucking Hulk Hogan.
Well, well, cinema hair design
he
doesn't just say,
hair, man.
You know, Mops R Us or something. Craft services at three people with the sandwiches.
So, yeah, they used all that jiff.
Wait, Hogan needed a... I love how this is back when they used to actually list him like Hogan. It doesn't say his real name.
Yeah, what is it? Terry
Bollea.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
He might have legally changed his name by now. Who knows?
This movie sucked.
You can't sugarcoat it.
25 stuntmen.
This was terrible.
There's like 25 stuntmen.
For fucking what? Well, I guess the rocket launcher.
You know
scene.
What could be worse than being the director of this movie? Being the second unit director of this movie.
Yeah, but at least then your name is buried. You can hide the fact that you worked on it if you were the second unit director.
Cave sequence.
If you directed this shit, that's gonna follow you around for the rest of your life.
Church sequence.
I bet you these are all kids from like a university close by.
Well, it would have like, well, if they're in California, you'd have
all the Hollywood washouts.
Well, no, like the university there.
UCLA and all that shit.
Yeah. And now, down in Florida, they got the Dave School that does all the animation.
Or Full Sail and all that shit.
There's two or three of them right down there. That's why a lot of stuff is done at Universal Studios.
Best Western of La Posada.
Why do you think Universal still does a lot of direct-to-video movies? Mm-hmm. It's because they get cheap talent from the two universities, or three of them, that are down at Universal Studios.
Thank God this was filmed in Panavision.
Wait, Panavision and THX? Oh my God, this was only... Okay, yeah. In 96, a lot of movies were in surround sound already. This was in stereo.
Well, folks, we're going to turn this off now. This
is, yeah, we're going to end your misery.
Well, I hope you're going to have a Merry Christmas, because I'm sorry we put you through this.
Good Lord.
Drink something strong to erase this from your memory.
Lots of fucking eggnog, folks.
Yeah.
So until next time, we have been...
Alex is yawning at this movie.
David Double D Dennis.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, this movie fucking sucks.
Okay, son, now you're starting to scare the viewers.
Just act normal.
I'd ask you to do the same, but I'm afraid that ship has sailed.
Why are there so many ostriches?
But you have a game that is dipped into the fuck. Ha ha!
Ropey, thick, window cocking.
So guys, we'll be right back right here on This Week in Geek, only on thisweekingeek.net and many other sites where I syndicate this crap, because I'm a media slut.
I like turtles.
Loose like your mom.
That's right.
No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to?
Me lucky tater tots.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content, and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at ThisWeekInGeek. And check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. And if you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time. And remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Fuck you, Santa. Fuck you, Santa. Fuck you, Santa.